So, in continuing the theme of the karmic stream and the dharmic stream, one of the significant places to recognize the karmic stream of our lives is in our thinking, in our discursive thinking. That our discursive thinking has a kind of a self-perpetuating quality to it. It's often thinking that is concerned about something. It's thinking that has a kind of purpose or a kind of desire or aversion. That's part of it. Some kind of emotional quality or motivational quality that brings along a stickiness where we kind of get sticky involved in it, or a kind of pressure or to think or to reach forward to the next thing. Exactly how it is for any of us at different times, the ways in which discursive thinking is a kind of reaching forward or a pushing forward or has built into it a kind of way of a kind of a stream of momentum. And we can go from one thought to the next, almost like the classic analogy is monkeys swinging through the trees. As soon as they hold on to one branch, they're reaching forward to grab the next one. And what we think, this discursive thinking and the swinging from one thought to another, the stream of discursive thought, is a powerful conditioning on us. It conditions the next thoughts. It conditions the emotions we feel, and those emotions that come from our thinking condition more thinking. Some of the stories we tell evoke fear. Some of the stories, ideas, discursive conversations we have in our head perpetuate desire. Some ill will. Some a disposition to see things as problems. Some as dispositions to be Pollyannish and assume that things are wonderful. And this is a karmic stream because it's conditioning itself. Creates the conditions for more of the same. And there's a pressure, momentum to it. And so, in practicing mindfulness, we are in fact stepping out of the karmic stream. In the simple act of seeing, recognizing, can be the stepping out can be because if mindfulness is a kind of thoughtfulness. If we confuse mindfulness with thinking about what's happening, we might actually be staying in the stream. And the quality of mindfulness that steps out of the stream has a soft stillness to it. has a certain degree of stability, stillness, quiet, calm, that comes from someplace deeper inside of us than where discursive thinking happens. This ability to calmly gaze upon what's happening. And shifting out of the mode where we identify with our thoughts and ideas, our experience. Shifting out of the mode where we are telling stories, predictions. We're using what's happening as a means to judge ourselves and build ourselves up. And to certainly experience what's happening fully, but not through the karmic stream. And that usually involves being very simple with the attention. When there's suffering, just feeling it as discomfort and pain. Without all the stories, the karma. So as we begin this sitting, maybe you've already started. When you assume your meditation posture and settle in, there might be a familiarity, a coming at home feeling. Or a sense of comfort as we, if we allow ourselves to feel the body memory that can come with the meditation posture. And if there is such a body memory, it can be a support for settling into the meditation. We can relax into this body memory. With the eyes closed, and perhaps relaxing the eyes, softening the eyes. And there too, there might be a little memory of a way of being that is a little bit calmer than usual. Maybe where the thinking mind quiets a bit. And perhaps there's also a body memory in your breathing. Maybe gently, calmly, taking a little fuller breath than usual. A little bit fuller, releasing as you exhale. It may be this experience of the body breathing is something you're quite familiar with. And maybe some of it is comforting, some of it is pleasant. Relax into the comfort or the pleasure that might be there directly or in the body memory. Breathing for a few breaths, just a little bit deeper, fuller than usual, in a very relaxed way. Just deeper enough that it's still comfortable. And a little bit bigger, letting go, releasing with the exhale. Sometimes if you exhale a little bit more fully, by releasing, there can be a pause, momentary pause before you breathe in. And to calmly receive the beginning of the inhale. Receive the inhale in the space of awareness. The body's awareness. The end of the inhale, allow for the exhale. There's a rhythm of allowing the inhale, allowing, receiving the inhale and allowing the exhale. And with a very light touch, see if you can let your awareness be still, quiet. For some brief moments as you exhale, brief moments as you inhale, not trying to hold on to stillness or quiet, but to appreciate it for the moment it's there. And it's this calm awareness that belongs to the dharmic stream. And when you find yourself traveling in the karmic stream, step away and return to the calm awareness of what is. It doesn't matter how often you do it. It only matters that you do it. Maybe with appreciating the change. Appreciating dipping back into the dharmic stream. Shifting from thinking about things to calm awareness of what's happening. a saying that goes with the practice is to be still and gaze upon everything kindly. Or if that's too complicated, be still and gaze upon everything calmly. An interesting way of recognizing the karmic stream is as you go about your day in the transition times between sitting meditation and walking meditation, doing the daily activities you might have to do, or simply walking between places. If you are thinking about something that's different from what you're doing in the moment, different from what the immediate experience is in the environment, chances are you're in the karmic stream. And you might be careful today about what you're thinking about. And if you're thinking about something that's other than what you're actually doing, other than what's happening in the moment around you, maybe there's no need. Maybe it pulls you away from the practice. Maybe it keeps you recreating, reinforcing the karmic stream of your life. And this dharmic stream is much more simple. The simplicity of just being with what is. And if in the course of the transition times you're thinking about what you're doing, maybe that's fine if your thinking is simple, practical. And the same thing during meditation time, sitting and walking. if you're thinking not with discursive thoughts, but you have very simple thoughts, maybe phrases of sentences that are gently giving you instruction in the practice or gently recognizing, noting what's happening. If that kind of thinking keeps you on track, keeps you engaged and connected, keeps you in the dharmic stream, you don't have to stop that kind of thinking. But if you do it, see if you can do it calmly, in a way that supports an inner stillness, that supports cultivating clarity in the awareness of what is. And an interesting exercise to do in the transition times is to notice where in the course of the day you're more likely to be pulled into that karmic stream of thought. What are the triggers for it? What are the conditions for it? Is it as simple as getting up from sitting meditation? Is that all it takes? And then the one announcement for today is that this evening at 7:15, Inez will have a drop-in practice discussion group for the full retreatants. And so it's optional, but if you'd like to come and drop in and if you have practice questions for Inez, that's a good time to come. So thank you all, and I hope you enjoy this day of practice.